Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, the evening edition. It is Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. Happy New Year. I guess we continue to say that until when? The end of the month, I guess? I don't know, but Happy New Year to everyone. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight, sir. How's everything going out there in Vegas?
Well, everything is good. Everything is good. Let me welcome those in the chat room. We have some guests in the chat room. Karen Hanley is joining us. Thank you, Karen. Welcome. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Chris Skype and David Wales' name, and that should bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. We are welcoming this evening trumpeter David Wales and pianist Chris Geith. They have a new collaboration called No Side Effects, scheduled for release in February. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terry, for having us.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. So now let's start with your how you two met and how long you've known each other.
Chris, go ahead.
Well, actually, David... I think I've known David probably for 4 or 5 years at this point, and he first got in touch with me through a friend of ours, which is Matt Marshak, which I'm sure everybody
mm-hmm.
knows.
mm-hmm.
And David at that time was looking for some songs for his album, and knowing that I write, he had contacted me and asking if I did have some songs for him. And it turned out that I actually had a few things which he ended up putting on his albums, including a Christmas song, which we did probably 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, okay. All right, and then when did you guys start, David, when did you start working on No Side Effects?
Gosh, I'm thinking, Chris, has it been like 8 or 9 months now,
yes.
You think?
Yeah, it's been 8, 9 months.
Yeah, it's been. I tell you what, I've been excited from the get go, and just elaborate a little bit about Chris.
Mm-hmm.
When I the first single that I got from Chris was I think it was Deck the Halls, and that was actually one of my first songs that really did well on the charts, and people were playing it. And, you know, the first time that I heard it on the radio, I'm thinking, gosh, that's me. I can't believe it, you know. And so, and then one thing led to the other. And then we started talking about 8 or 9 months ago, and we agreed that this would be a good idea to bring both our talents together and do a CD together. So, I have to tell you, Chris is an awesome musician. He's a perfectionist, and he's honestly, I think he's made me a better player. But it's been a blast, though.
So tell us about the CD.
Chris, go ahead.
Well, in the beginning, I was working on my own project, and then David gave me a call and said, I'm looking for songs for my project. And then I said to myself, well, if we merge the two projects together, we might probably get something really interesting out of it, rather than trying to work on my project and trying to work on his project and have two separate projects. I thought merging the two of us together in one would have been a good idea. And And I think that it's actually turning out in a really great idea because the music's been developing and it's just gotten really, really exciting for us working on this project. And, you know, we can't wait to finally release it because we worked on it for such a long time.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to ask now, before your question, Terry, I'm going to ask now, you guys named this CD No Side Effects. Did you guys come together to name this, or was this kind of one of your ideas and you guys just went with it, or how did it happen about the name of the naming of the CD as well?
Well, actually, to tell the truth, most of the titles I did come up with, including the title of the album, No Side Effects. It was just a coincidence. I just came across, I think it was some kind of medication and or something like that. And there was this, and it said no side effect. And then, you know, for some reason, it just sounded cool. And I just said, yeah, that's probably a cool title for the album. You know, ironically, you know, I later, like a few months later, I went in for a flu shot and I got a terrible side effect from that. But, you know, it was just the irony of, you know, titling the album that way. But you know, most of the titles I actually did come up with. I mean, the titles are so important for the type of music that we do, you know, because it's all instrumental music. So you'll only have a few words to kind of like get across what you're trying to say. And then, you know, there's like no words. So a good title plays a big role in a successful song in smooth jazz, I believe.
Right. Now, David, you are in West Virginia.
Yes, I know.
And
I...
Chris.
We all know that.
And Chris is in Connecticut.
Yes.
So I wonder, did you guys do your music? Did you pass it over the internet, or did you meet in person and record live? How did you do the CD?
I'll mention this, and then Chris is the he is just a genius in mixing and producing, putting things together. Several of the products that I do, of course, I've been going to the studio and laying the different tracks. And, of course, Matt Marshak produced a couple of CDs of mine, Skyline and Friday Afternoon. And I love going to the studio. Now, as a trumpet player, I don't know, other trumpet players might be different, but your lips are very, very finicky. And, you know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, you know, and for whatever reason. And when I would go to the studio, I would just, you know, I might have a good day and my range might be really on and I'm thinking great. But I didn't like the pressure of going in and paying so much an hour. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, Chris just mentioned to me, why don't you go ahead and just get this type of software, get a nice microphone. Let's see if you can just put a studio. And I, of course, this is the first time that I've actually, I have an office studio, and I started laying the tracks down, and I loved it because I could wake up early in the morning, and I can go ahead and think of ideas and solo and improvising and so forth, and I loved it. And then I emailed my tracks to Chris, and then of course Chris makes me, you know, sound better than I really am. That's what his job is, right, Chris?
Well, I try to steer you in the right direction.
Now, David, you started playing the trumpet at age nine.
No, I 9 months ago. I started playing about when I was 9 years old. I'm in a family of seven brothers and sisters.
Ooh, wow.
And we all played music, and my dad was in the Vienna Boys Choir. And there are certain times that you just want to forget what you did when you're younger. And back in the day when the Brady Bunch was there, the Partridge Family, our family was traveling around the East Coast and having fun with music that way. But it was 9 years old.
And so was the trumpet your choice or your father's?
Terry, good question. It was my dad's.
Mm.
Yes. My horn that I wanted to play was the saxophone. And when anybody compliments me or says, gosh, you play like a saxophone player, I think that's the biggest compliment, you know.
Mm. Okay. And then you, your first album was at age 13.
Yeah, I was in junior high, and I was asked to play. I was in the jazz band, and I was, you know, practicing all the time and doing fairly well. And a guy who was former Miss America was there and said, "Would you like to play the trumpet and back her up?" And so I did, and that was actually my first experience in a studio.
Okay. What was the name of your album? Your album at age 13?
Well, I was just playing backup horns at the age of 13.
Oh, okay.
I've actually have 13 CDs out, and the first one that I actually came out was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Chris, I was going to ask you, now, most of your music can be, you know, mostly heard on the Weather Channel and different, you know, cable stations. How did you go about getting a lot of that music onto TV or cable stations like that?
Well, the original, originally what happened, I had hired one of the radio promoters to work on my single, and, you know, as part of the campaign, most of these promoters will have some of these TV stations and cable stations in their list. And once your single gets delivered to some of these stations, you know, they listen to it, and if they like it, they'll put it in the playlist. And that's what had happened with the Weather Channel and Music Choice and some of these other places. The only problem that the Weather Channel unfortunately switched a couple of years ago and completely took out the smooth jazz out of the playlist.
I didn't even know that.
It was a horrible change, and I remember that they actually emailed me saying, you know, we're making a big change. We're not going to be playing any smooth jazz. So, you know, don't bother sending us any smooth jazz-oriented tracks because we're not going to play them. So,
wow.
You know, that's unfortunate, but, you know, they're playing some really terrible music on there, and everybody really hates it, and that's unfortunate.
Oh, my gosh. That's akin to a radio station flipping formats.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I have to commend you, though, Terry and Mike. I was doing some research on you guys, and I guess this is like your fifth year on the air. Is that correct, Mike?
On June 8th, yes.
Yes. And you know what? I have to say, I think that David will be a trivia question answered one day, because he's the first person, the first artist that we've had on the show that actually done research on us.
That's true.
Yeah. I just admire. I admire people that have stuck with something for a period of time. And we have a radio show ourselves, 2 hours, and we've only been doing it for 2 years. And it is sometimes it's just hard to continue it, and for 5 years, I mean, I can't, you know, it's just commendable that you guys are doing this and keeping the smooth jazz alive, though, you know.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a passion of mine. I love the genre, and I love everything about it.
Yeah.
And I hate to hear, you know, stories like what Chris just told us when they change formats and just take the music out altogether. I hate to hear that.
Yeah, that really didn't make any sense. I mean, smooth jazz is so perfect, you know, as background for the forecast. And now they're playing all these rock songs with vocals that's very distracting, has nothing to do with the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Who knows, maybe one day they'll switch back. So,
well, we can only keep our fingers crossed. All right.
Now, David, I want to get one more question before we get to some music. David, I know you just mentioned about you having the radio show. Now, how did that come about, and what was your thought process into going to radio, you know, with your own show?
Well, real quick, Mike, 5 years ago, I started a foundation called Chocolate Jazz Foundation. It's a 501c3. And our whole mission statement for 5 years is that we go around, what a Chocolate Jazz event is, we go around and we do an evening concert where there's no charge to the nonprofit organizations. It started out where we would actually raise money to keep the arts in the schools. And then we were thinking about, and I'm really condensing this down to, you know, real short story. But the whole reason with the Chocolate Jazz, the two-hour show, it was just about branding and getting the word out about the foundation. And it's like a two-personality, you know, and it's taped and everything else. And so that's how we did it. That's why we did it. We don't make any money airing the show by any means. We don't sell any advertising. It's really music intensive and just branding the Chocolate Jazz Foundation, the name.
Mm. Okay, I want to ask you some more about that after we play this song, because there's also the Chocolate Jazz events as well, and I love the premise behind that, so I want to talk to you about that. But I'm going to start with this first single that's been released from No Side Effects. It's called Never Giving Up. Tell me about this one, Chris.
Well, I think there's one thing that David and I have in common. You know, we're very persistent, and that's the one thing I like David. You know, he just starts his day in the morning, he gets on the phone, and he just hammers all these contacts and all these radio stations and all these venues, and he's so persistent. You know, he just never ever gives up, and that's one thing we have in common, because I'm that way too. I'm very persistent. When I work on music, I just have to go to the last detail. I never give up until I'm totally satisfied. And we thought that the title was like just a perfect title for the track.
Okay. We're talking to trumpeter David Wales and pianist Chris Geit about their new collaboration, No Side Effects. This CD is scheduled for release in February. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Never Giving Up.
Thank you.
Never Giving Up from No Side Effects, the new collaboration with David Wells and Chris Geit. Now, I have to let you guys, I'm getting some hellos from Denise Lopez in Skype. She says, congratulations to the collaboration. In the chat room, Ed Tankus says, hello, Chris and David. Sounds great to be listening to you guys chat. And Karen Hanley in the chat room also says, hi to Chris and David.
Well, thank you. That's neat, isn't it? So we don't have technology like that in West Virginia.
No, where are you living, Dave?
Where are you living, Dave?
Listen, you guys, if I could live anywhere, of course, Vegas and Maryland's anything bigger than West Virginia. I was actually raised in Dallas, Texas, and I was actually visiting in West Virginia 20 some years ago. That's when I met my wife, and then ever since I like West Virginia, but there's nothing here except, there's just nothing here, okay?
Are you, like, on the outskirts, or are you in a very rural area?
No, the population where I'm at is maybe 60,000. That's a county. I mean, we have a mall and different things, and, it's a little depressing.
Mike is in Baltimore, so he probably knows better. He knows the area better than I do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a phone call. Area code 631. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, what's going on? This is Kenny Harris, and I just wanted to say congratulations to the guys.
Hey, Kenny.
Had the pleasure. Hey, what's going on? I've had the pleasure to perform with both of these gentlemen, and I can tell you it was a
Kenny.
Treat and an honor.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes,
I know who Kenny is. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good.
Bass player in smooth jazz.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Listen, Kenny, not to, I just want you to know I'm actually looking at two pictures that we took on the smooth jazz cruise with Matt. And remember, I was the one with the most hair.
Yeah. You were the good looking one.
Yeah, you gotta keep the hair long, David.
Man, it's good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, that was a pleasure. I'm just really proud of you guys. You were talking earlier about perseverance, and you guys are very persistent and you're inspiring, and now that I'm trying to do my thing, I can look to guys like you for inspiration. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we hope that CD comes out soon, Kenny. You know, we've been waiting for a long time, brother.
I was going to say, I was like, watch Mike get on me.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you've never seen Kenny perform, that guy gets the crowd going, I'm telling you. He's like the main ingredient. But
he'll get a call from us.
Yeah.
when we go on the road.
Hey, no problem. I'd love to do it. Once again, I just want to say thank you to you guys and congratulations.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Kenny. You know, we know you're down there in Florida enjoying that good weather. So, you know.
And definitely keep us posted on that new CD.
I definitely will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling,
Kenny.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so David, tell us about the Chocolate Jazz events.
Well, when we, of course, it's a nonprofit, so what we do, if we get a phone call from like a high school, or if we get a phone call from the American Cancer Society, we've also done fundraisers for WFSS, Smooth Jazz Radio. They call us, say, can you help us raise money? What we do is that we take the reins and we handle getting the venue. We handle doing all the printing of the posters and the tickets. We handle all the contacting the newspapers and the radios. We do the ads there. We handle the staging and the lighting and bringing the band in and the hotels and the meals and then 100% of the ticket sales goes to that organization, that nonprofit. It's we only do it for nonprofits. And the whole evening is just an evening concert where there's chocolate fountains that go and strawberries, and depending on the venue, you know, you can have wine with it. We're actually currently working with WGRV with Randy Bennett down in Melbourne, and putting a chocolate jazz fundraiser down there. So that's basically about it.
Now, that's the favorite part of that that I like is that you have the chocolate fountain and the chocolate desserts that go along with that. That
you
is
know,
really cool.
Yeah, they might not come. They might not come because of my name, but we know that they'll come because of the chocolates.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to ask you, what is up with all the chocolate? You know, I mean, do you like chocolate?
Man, I'm telling you, I've really got to watch. I've eaten so much chocolate in the last 5 years. I'm real particular what kind of chocolate I eat, Mike.
Okay, all right.
But I don't eat sugar at all. How about that? Zero.
None. So now, Chris Geith's latest CD is called Island of a Thousand Dreams. And outside of this CD, No Side Effects, Chris, are you working on a solo project?
Yes. Actually, I was before I started the collaboration with David, and I actually ended up merging a lot of my tracks into this project. So, you know, there's several other tracks which I didn't do for this project with David, and they will probably end up on my solo project, which will probably be released, the next year. So not this year, but probably the next year. At this point, we're concentrating on this project for now.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, with the two of you, you know, doing this project together, and I know, Chris, you have a lot of loyal fans that you have on that's following you and everything. How do you guys plan on moving forward as far as using social media to kind of get this the word out about this CD?
Well, I have a whole plan for that, and the first step obviously is to finalize the album, and there's always so many details which need to be addressed, like, you know, the cover and all the uploading and all that stuff. But once we have the project, we have the product in our hands. I have several ideas. I mean, my fan club has been expanding quite a bit on Facebook. Now I have over 21,000 likes, and on the other social media, I have also several hundred thousand people that follow me. So it's just a matter of having the product in my hand, and then once I start posting it on my walls, it's just going to all snowball.
Hey, Mike, I have two Facebooks. I have 70 on one and then 7 on the other one.
7.
I was not responding.
See, I'm in West Virginia. I'm living in West Virginia. Okay.
You need to move out of West Virginia, David. Come on now.
Well, you can still build up, your following even in West Virginia. You know, just need to be good in social media. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. Easier said than done, there, Chris.
Yeah.
No, I've actually got because of this and because of Chris's sites, I've got several, friends, which is great, you know. But and that's where the whole, everybody's gearing is the social networking. I'm pretty surprised, but anyway.
Yeah, David, it works very good. I mean, me and Terry, we do the same thing, and we've been using that platform for a while, and just like Chris can, attest, if it's used correctly, it can definitely benefit you as far as getting your CDs and sales and trying to help you get some gigs as well.
Yeah.
Chris has got a crazy. I mean, like I said, he already said how many he has. I mean, I look at the number, I'm like, yo, he has that many people following him? It's crazy.
Oh, I know.
Not only that, but his primetime CD was downloaded more than 1 million times.
Oh,
that was,
I know.
Like in the early days, in the MP3 .com days, when the whole internet was booming, and how much the whole online thing has changed over the last 15 years is unbelievable. I mean, back then it was very primitive, but it was nevertheless, it was like wide open with very little limitations, and a little site like mp3.com, you know, had grown from technically being like a very tiny little site to this million-dollar site over, you know, the course of a couple of years. And it was really incredible. You know, just like I wish it didn't fold the way it did back in those days. It could have been. It was a tremendous tool for independent artists.
Mm. It was the number one best-selling album on mp3.com, and, God, it held the number one position in the charts. Smooth jazz, jazz fusion, contemporary, urban, R&B for months. And it was downloaded more than 1 million times. That is incredible.
Yeah, it was really incredible. And then, you know, they got in trouble with Universal, and, you know, that's all history. You know, Universal ended up buying their website, and they all took us out. All the independent artists got thrown out of the website, technically.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I had to rebuild everything from scratch, going on other websites, other social media, like MySpace. Years later was the emerging thing, and you know, that's kind of like faded. And, you know, Facebook obviously has been the most popular one over the last few years.
You know what's funny? Mike mentioned something that was true, is that if you know how to use the social networking and the Facebook, it can really be a beneficial to you. But, I mean, I actually go to Chris's sites more than I go to mine because of the information and the pictures that he takes and inspirational. And it can get addictive, you know. And but it's amazing how things progress. I mean, back in the day, the answer for a musician is you got to sign a deal with the record label.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. Now that, you know, the way the internet's going, you know, all the record labels are splintering off, or they're all coming together just to stay alive, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. David, are you on Twitter?
You know what? Yes, I got three people on Twitter. No. Matter of fact, I got 53.
Wow.
I've never been too crazy about Twitter for some reason. It's just like too short and too, you know. It's just like it hasn't been very effective, you know, from my end. You know what I did? I just simply, it's all linked up to my MySpace and Facebook. So whenever I post on Facebook, it automatically goes on Twitter. And on MySpace, so, you know, that's great, because that way I don't have to go on Twitter.
Now, Chris, has any artist or anyone asked you, you know, for advice on what to do as far as, gaining that many fans?
Yes, I've gotten, you know, I've talked to several people, including David. You know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, being able to gather such a large amount of people doesn't happen really quickly, unless, you know, you are somebody who is already very established.
Right.
You know, but you can build it up over time, and if you're very persistent, you know, again, you know, going back to the title of the single Never Giving Up. I mean, I've literally been building my fan club and my following, you know, like religiously working on it every day, building, you know, relationships with people and telling to spread the word. And then, you know, just finding some little tricks to see what, you know, people are interested in, to kind of draw them back to my wall. So I learned that you need to stay active, but, you know, if you post too much stuff, then it becomes too annoying. So you just have to do it in a very careful way, and, you know, without repeating too many times the same things. And from time to time, put something which, you know, catches people's attention. Like, I mean, I post pictures of photographs that are taken in nature, and that was kind of like an experiment. And, you know, and these pictures are drawing a tremendous amount of people for some reason. You know, maybe you know, maybe I should. I should be a photographer rather than a musician. I don't know. But
No, not now.
The pictures have been a tremendous marketing tool for me for some reason, and I do it very spontaneously. I just go in nature and snap some pictures and then post it on the wall, and you know, it's just like a very good way to. For me, has been a good way to attract a lot of people that way.
Okay. The thing to me with Twitter is. To me it seems like you have to constantly be posting something on Twitter because so many people are there and, you know, everybody's posting all the time and your message can get lost in that. So you have to constantly keep posting on Twitter to get that message seen.
Yeah. And the message is always short and, you know, to me it's just like I'm totally not into Twitter. It's just like too... It's just too short. The whole thing is too. It just doesn't. It's very uninteresting for me to go on Twitter. You know, there's no. Very limited. So, you know, I've always preferred Facebook because they give you all these tools. The only thing I don't like about Facebook, sometimes they change everything around and you have to relearn everything, restudy everything, and
learn
all the tricks about how this works and that works. But, you know, once you have some ideas of how to use some of these tools, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can market yourself as a musician on Facebook if you know how to post stuff and share and all of that.
Right. All right. Okay, let's get to another song. The next one I'm going to play is Meeting the One. David, tell me about this one.
Chris? Well, I tell you what. This is one of the songs that Chris actually produced. That was actually it was done maybe 3 years ago, and we took it back to the studio and fine tuned it and everything else. And this is now, honestly now this song is a song that I play all the time at the very last song of a concert, and it's just full of energy and you know, and it's called Meeting the One.
Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Meeting the One from David Wells and Chris Geitz, new CD, No Side Effects. You guys are good together.
Oh, mm-hmm. I tell you, Chris makes me sound like I'm, you know, what's going to be bad is that when I play live, people are going to say, is that David Wells? I have to commend Chris. Chris is, when I do school assemblies at high schools and just to motivate them to continue their education and making right choices, and everybody has their own unique gift and talent. And Chris is by far, I'd have to say, the most talented musician that I've ever worked with. And when I mentioned this earlier in the program, honestly, he has made me a better player, because what happens is when you have a solo career, you can really get into a rut of what songs you play, because you'll play in the same keys and same chord progressions and everything else. When I started getting these songs from Chris, the chord progression is like, it's so intense that it just made me a better player. And I've started learning how to play on pitch, right, Chris?
Yeah.
No comment.
it was funny how I was sending all these songs to David in the beginning, and he was like, "Oh, you want me to play that?"
and I said, yeah.
Yeah,
it's been fun. It's been a blast.
Okay. Well, I have a question from Skype. Denise would like to know, when will they do their online release party for the CD?
Well, as soon as we have the CD ready, I will actually create a Facebook event page, and it will go to all the 21,000 people. So she will get the notification on Facebook if she is in my fan club or one of my Facebook pages.
Okay. All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Gary Notes just joined us. Welcome, Gary. I want to get in one more song, possibly two, before we go. We have 15 minutes left. Move. Chris, tell me about this one.
Which one?
Move.
Move. Oh, actually, that's one of David's songs, which is not going to be on our album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now is that
on the Light CD?
Yeah, that's on the Light CD.
Oh, okay. Tell me about this.
Well, Move was on the last CD that I came out with. It was actually featuring Rob Tardick, who was a great mm-hmm. guitar player. Mm-hmm. This is actually a song written by a group called Mercy Me. Last year, I've been spending a lot of time in the high schools and doing speaking against anti-bullying. And to make a long story short, if you can go on to Google or Google and just push and type in Move, the lyrics relate to the anti-bullying. So
oh.
This is called Move.
All right. All right, that was Move from David's CD, Light. David, let everyone know where they can find your music.
You can, a few of those you can actually get on the site at Barnes & Noble's or Borders, iTunes, Amazon, you know, places like that.
Okay, and your website?
My website is, you can just go to chocolatejazz.com, and that will take you to the, if you don't mind me giving that out, that just it takes me to the, my website is also the chocolatejazz.com website.
Okay, that's fine. All right. And then, Chris, where can people reach you? As if they need, you got, what, 50 million people?
I think we need to ask David again.
As if they have any problems finding you.
Yeah, I don't think people have a problem finding me, but if they do, the address is chrisgeith.com, chrisgeith.com.
Now, both of you guys are on Twitter as well, right?
Yes. Yes.
And your Twitter names are?
It's called the David Wells and Chris Geith Project. And Mike, a couple of things. Matter of fact, we have a few dates already scheduled. One is we'll be flying into San Francisco and playing at Yoshi's. That is that date. We should know more about that date by the end of the week. And then we're actually scheduled playing at Jazz in the Woods in Kansas City, and then on our way down to Florida. So we're getting some dates booked, which is great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, David's doing a fabulous job in getting all these places for us.
Oh, yep. Good.
Thanks.
Gary Note in the chat room says, "Hi, guys. I recently heard a song off the CD on 107.3 WNWV in Cleveland. He really liked it, and he hopes to get the CD soon."
Awesome. That's... the Wave in Cleveland with Mark Ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Gary. Thank you for that. Okay. Well, we have about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to close the show with another song. Let's do The Specialist. Chris, tell me about this one.
Okay. Well,
he has a story behind this one.
Well, you know how sometimes people get sick, and you know, this is kind of like with the whole concept of the no side effects. When people get sick and they go to a specialist, and then the specialist refers them to another specialist, who
mm-hmm.
refers them to another specialist, and they keep going in circles and never really get anything resolved. So, you know, that's kind of like the story behind this this piece is that, you know, I wish there would be, you know, like a doctor should be one that knows the whole body, because, you know, that's the way the body works. You know, it doesn't
right.
work just in dividing it. You know, you do this part and you do this part. So anyway, that's a little bit the story behind this song.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris and David, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you about this new project.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Again, the CD is called No Side Effects. It's scheduled for release in February. David's website, again, is Chocolate. Why do I keep saying David? Yeah, that's right, David. David's website, I'm sorry, is chocolatejazzradio.com.
You're thinking about chocolate, that's why.
I guess so.
That's right, Mike.
Chris' website is chrisgeith, GEITH.com, and they're both on Facebook, so follow them there. All right, I'm going to close the show with The Specialist. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Gentlemen, have a great evening. It's been a pleasure. This is The Specialist.
you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.